Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, one of a grape that has grown on me a lot over the last many years, not that there aren't a lot of grapes that have done that, is Syrah. But the interesting thing about Syrah is that it definitely takes on different aspects of its personality depending on where it's produced.
Yeah, and what the winemaker is attempting to do with it.
Right.
At the one end, you have Syrah grown in the south of France, where it's originated.
Right.
And then you have Shiraz, as grown in Australia,
right,
where it was completely reinterpreted.
That's not a grape.
It's a way of life, mate. And then you have it in California, where it's somewhere in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you right now, my preference is for California.
Really?
Yeah. I, just the other night, had two aged Syrahs from very good makers, and they were stunning. They were both about 12 years old, from about 2007. Absolutely stunning wines. So, and I really like the cut in California Syrah. It's just so much detail. It does, and they're scaled back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But enough of that. Let's talk about some real wines here. This is from Langhorne Creek in Australia. Zante's Footstep, the Lake Doctor Shiraz, from 2014. A very nice budget Shiraz, has just a ton of flavor, starts with an attractive nose of blackberry jam, field herbs, and raspberry toffee. Now, that's all very classic. And when you drink it, you get a good mouthful of flavor and a very dynamic impression. There's a strong layer of sort of Grenache-like wild herbs to it, and there's this deeper layer of blackberries underneath. A good bit of spice. It may not be a profound Shiraz, but it's very, very enjoyable. And at $15, this
Done.
Is a good deal. Now, let's go back to France. Maison Les Alexandrins from the Northern Rhone, 2017. Same price. This is a project that three prominent Rhone families put together around the region of Creuse-Hermitage,
okay,
which has been something of an underproducer in many years. But they thought, well, let's try to treat it right and do the honorable thing. And they produced a whole series of wines. This was their basic straightforward Syrah with a little touch of Viognier thrown in it. This is what I would call an easy drinking Syrah, medium-bodied, aromatic, with good flavors. The nose is very nice, spicy, blueberries, violets, bath powder, very fresh and clean. And the flavors echo that. But what you get is a tightness to the wine. The fruit is not expansive. It's constrained by the tannins, and there's pronounced acidity. So there's a bit of tartness and a bit of tightness to it. Remember, this is a 2017. It's still young.
Right.
So it's going to take a while to open up. But that's kind of what you get with French Syrah. Now, the one that I liked very much from California is from our old friends Klein Family Cellars.
Okay.
They always do a nice job. This is their Sonoma Coast Syrah from 2018. Again, it's just a baby. And there is a lot of tannin, but there's a lot of young fruit that really kind of pierces the tannin. The wine is very dark purple with a aroma of briar, and black pepper, fresh blackberries. And a lot of these aromas repeat in the flavors with the addition of a streak of kind of tart cranberry floating on top. So you get a nice, what I call a chord of flavors. And I really like the acidity in this, which gave it a good sense of balance, good value, and a good everyday red wine. So we're going to put all of these choices on the website at wypr.org. Hope you can go there and check them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.